نستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, our sustainer, our creator, our cherisher, our nourisher, the one who has sent us in this world for a short and appointed time. After that time is up, we will all be returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman, the most compassionate, the Ar-Rahim, As-Salam, the source of all peace and all blessings and all good, and the avoidance and the complete absence of all evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all conditions come from Allah, and all conditions are moved by Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no one that has any power or ability but without the power and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learning to know who Allah is, learning to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really important. Learning to draw our strength, learning to draw our worth, learning to draw our healing and our light and our guidance from Allah is how we continue as Muslims strive towards the best version of ourselves, to become and to reach our best human potential, and then become and reach our best Muslim potential with Iman, with Islam, and with Ihsan, spiritual excellence, and ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara. Worship God, worship Allah. Do everything in life in a way that as if Allah is present with you. When you are leaving your best self, and you're not being your best self with your child, or with your spouse, at home, at work, wherever you are, that's when you have lost the presence of Allah. Because when Allah is present, we dare to say something that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And akhlaq and character and potential is when we take Allah into perspective and we know that Allah is with us. And moving away from that and operating from our lower self is when we forget that Allah is with us. What do you think about the two, that the third is Allah? What do you think about the three, that the fourth is Allah? What do you think about the five, that the sixth is Allah? Allah is always with us. Allahu ma'i, Allah is with us. Sahal Tastari rahimahullah mentioned that his uncle taught him when he was a young child to keep repeating these affirmations to be in the presence of Allah. To always know that Allah is with him. Allahu ma'i, Allah is with me. Allahu shahidi, Allah is witnessing me. Allahu hadiri, Allah is present with me. Allahu nadiri, Allah's gaze is upon me. Allahu qareebun minni, Allah is really, really close to me. And when a child repeats this affirmations every day, imagine how that child is growing up to be close to Allah, having that sense of closeness and proximity and presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, in a short, inshallah, in 10 minutes, we will talk about how to have that presence, how to have that spiritual excellence as we try to build the best version of ourselves as adults. How to really be an adult. As Muslims, nobody has taught us. Have anybody here? I'm pretty sure that anywhere I go, any masjid I go, anywhere I give khutbahs, anywhere I do my training, if I say it, raise your hand. If you've ever taken a workshop on how to be an adult, I'm pretty sure that nobody's going to raise their hand. However, learning to become an adult is so important. And the same thing goes a lot of times. Alhamdulillah, we're remedying that slowly to the point that there was a time that nobody took a class or a workshop or training on how to be a husband, or how to be a wife, or how to be a parent. Alhamdulillah, we're remedying that in our masajid, right? But how do we become an adult? How do we become an adult? How do we train our kids to become an adult? You know, Kafel and many other school districts, for example, have adulting class in high school when they're teaching finance and how to balance your budget, how to have your own bank account, how to change a tire. All that is great. All that is great, that's really important. It's important to teach our kids those skills. More important than that is to really helping our children find their best self from within. That is how you really become an adult. And I want to give you just four things. Four things. Number one, anger. I'm going to talk about four key things that you have to handle, you have to really address If you want to learn to become a really productive adult, okay? Number one, anger. Mastering our emotional regulation once we've explored the roots of our unrestrained anger is a key skill we need to develop. So we have not seen anger is a beautiful emotion that Allah created. Why? Because we humans need to stand up for justice. We humans need to stand up for oppression. We humans need to have energy to go do good things and fight bad and evil. So anger is a productive emotion if we know how to practice it. But a lot of times, anger becomes drama. And the drama is when we're losing ourselves and we're talking from a place where it's coming out of our ego and not from God consciousness. When I'm angry, am I speaking in a way that I'm centered with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I God-centered when I'm upset, angry? When I'm speaking with that anger, am I speaking in a manner that is prophetic? Am I upholding the akhlaq and the character of the Prophet? And if I'm not, the Prophet told us, be silent. When you're angry, be silent. Until you're able to express that anger in a productive way to move people, bring an energy to move people towards their better self. Move society, move communities to where it needs to go. That's called restrained and productive anger. But we as parents have never shown that while being angry and really upset about something, I can be calm. I'll not abuse you. I'll not abuse you, whether it's physically or verbally. When we get upset or angry, we still have this sense of gentleness and God-centeredness. We know how to take a time out. We know how to go center ourselves. We know how to channel that anger in the productive way. If we don't model anger for our kids, they're never going to understand the importance of this emotion and how to use this emotion productively as an adult. When to use it, who to use it with, and how to use it. And we have so much on this emotion alone in Quran and Hadith. Really important that sometimes we might have to go back and see that the unrestrained anger we're having when we're breaking things and we're throwing things and we're abusing people, it might have some roots in some people we have seen in our life. And at times, it could be the difficult fact that maybe it was one of our parents. And going back and saying that I forgive you, my parents, you didn't know better, Allah, please forgive them. I'm not going to hold it against you, I'm going to clean my heart, but that's not what I'm going to do. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to break the cycle, and I'm going to become someone that knows how to have productive anger. This is one of the ways for us to really truly become productive adult. Number two, guilt. Guilt. When children, a lot of times growing up, are given that sense of, instead of the guilt is important when it comes from accountability. When you have remorse, when you have healthy remorse, when you have healthy accountability and say, you know what, I messed up, man. What did I do? Did I really do this? Did I really make my family or my parents or my spouse or my sibling feel this way? That remorse and that accountability is healthy. As long as you quickly use that, channel that into good action. And not hold on to that and say, oh, I must be a horrible human being. You know, what is left for me to do? Any good? There's no hope for me. And I'm just going to keep doing this like blame and shame game to like beat myself down and not move towards my better self. So unnecessary guilt or blame and shame and continuously blaming and shaming people for not reaching perfection and not being always their best or ourselves is an unrealistic expectation. We know that as human beings, as an adult, I will make mistakes. I will fail. I will fail multiple times. But am I an adult to learn from my mistake? Am I an adult to be able to come back to Allah and say sorry sincerely? Am I an adult to go back to the person I hurt or took their rights to say sorry and move towards my better self immediately? That the Prophet ﷺ gave us a window. One of the hadiths, he says the angels, when their left angel is about to write the sin, the right angel says, hold up. Hold up. And this hadith is amazing. The right angel is saying, hold up, let's see if he comes back. Hold up. And he's given a moment, an amount of time. And the scholars have differed how long. There's an amount of time window you're given that even before writing the bad deed, the angel, who's the Amir, the right angel, says, hold up. He'll come back. So we are all sinners, and we're never going to stop being a sinner, but we have to learn to make sincere tawbah and sincere rectification with people and our relationship. That we need to learn. But continuously blaming ourselves and shaming ourselves and, you know, just carrying the guilt to say that this is who I am. No, that's not who you are. Every sin doesn't define you. Every failure doesn't define you. You don't have to keep blaming and shaming and put yourself down. Bring yourself up and know who you are and move forward. Learning to have healthy balance in our guilt is a really important way to become an adult. Number three is that fear. Learning to move out of our comfort zone and get into the stretch zone is a way to become an adult. If we always want to stay home and stay with our same set of friends and the same set of people and never explore beyond that to another group of people that can help me take myself to the next level, I'll never grow. Growth doesn't happen in comfort zone. Growth happens when you're stretching. Growth happens in the stretch zone. There is this comfort zone, and there is a stretch zone, and there is a panic zone. You don't also have to take your kids all the way up to the panic zone either. I've seen parents that are shaming their kids, like, why aren't you? I've given you a coach, and you've played this game for so long. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you getting a goal? You know, they're like literally screaming at their kids. And I'm like, what are they doing? You know, so it's okay to encourage, but it's not okay to ask for perfectionism. And there is a way to speak to them in a way that encourages and motivates and inspires rather than bring them down. Fear is when we're like, okay, you know what? I'm never going to be good at this. I'm not going to do this. And this is what we have seen many of our parents do, especially, you know, in many of the cultures we came from. Women are not given their full potential. Where our moms, they said, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to learn this new language. I'm not going to learn how to drive. I'm not going to learn how to do this, how to do that. And we know now, those of us that are parents here in this country, that how detrimental that is to a parent that doesn't know how to go to the pharmacy and get their own medicine. Or how to go to the masjid and attend a halakha. And they're sitting there waiting for their kids all day. Or a spouse that is now getting sick. And they don't know how to do anything for themselves for the sake of Allah. And have their own identity. We have done a huge disservice to our women. Where we have not given them their potential. This is not how the sahabiyas were. That every one of them had their potential. Yes, they could be at home, they could be a mom, they could be whatever they were, they wanted to be. But they had their identity. They had their focus, they had their effort. They were more than just a wife, more than just a mother. They had a bigger purpose. And it's important to have that purpose. Not give in to your fear, but get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If getting closer to Allah and getting to a better self is on the other side of fear, then you have to learn to stretch a little bit at a time. Stretch. And be a little uncomfortable. But as you keep doing it, your brain's going to rewire neuroplasticity. Your brain's going to create new neural pathways to build new habits that new thing is going to become easy for you. It'll become a habit for you. Learning to overcome our fear is really important as an adult. I talked about anger, guilt, and fear. And the last thing I'm going to say before we call it a day for our khutbah here today. Self-doubt. Self-doubt and self-worth. We, a lot of times men, have this huge issue about doubting ourselves unless somebody else is validating us. This is really unhealthy. Really, really unhealthy. And sometimes we've learned from cultures, you know, it's the wrong precedent, that if, for example, my wife is not listening to everything I'm saying, and not treating me like, you know, I'm their master, then I don't have this value and this respect, you know? And this is really weird because the Prophet ﷺ would come home and he would not say to Aisha, what did you cook tonight? The Prophet ﷺ would not even expect food from his wife. He would say, is there any food tonight? Just think about the question. He's not telling his wife to cook. He's not expecting his wife to cook. He's coming home and he's saying, is there any food? If there is a food, he'll say, Alhamdulillah, he'll eat. If there's no food, he'll fast. Oh, why didn't you cook? Why didn't you go get something? Is there anything else you have done? You should have prepared it for me. You know I'm working so hard. He didn't do any of that because he doesn't need validation from his wife. He's there to take care of his wife. He's there to be the man of the house. And his risk and his sustenance, his validation comes from Allah. So learning to draw ourselves forward from Allah, that He has made us His Khalifa. He has إِنِّي جَعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ Khalifa. We're Allah's ambassador on this earth. We're the messenger of the last messenger. We're the waris of the Qur'an. What else do we need to have self-worth and self-value, that He has elevated us to the position that He has given us a living miracle, the Qur'an? Where else do we need to draw our value from? From people and our kids, that you have to like stand up straight and do this and do that. Just take it easy. Take it easy, guys. Really have to become an adult that knows how to have that deep, God-centered confidence that is not from the makhluk, not from the creation, but the Creator. That way you'll become easy and relaxed, and someone that will inspire your kids, someone that will inspire your family, someone that will serve them and win their hearts and transform them, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to become a true adult, leader, or we need to master ourselves and also teach our kids. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. May Allah's choices, blessings be upon our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to have a beautiful heart, a beautiful character like our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our brothers and sisters and our children in Palestine, in Gaza, and around the world, in Sudan, and anywhere else they're suffering. Ya Allah, hold them with your mercy and compassion. Ya Allah, grant them your guidance and then your nur and your shifa and your afiyah and your mercy and compassion. Ya Allah, give dignity and respect, Ya Allah, to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ya Allah, the trial they're going through and the beautiful character and akhlaq and iman they're showing, accept them, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Surround their heart and fill their heart with tranquility. And Ya Allah, accept their shuhada and protect their living, Ya Allah. And make their sacrifice a means of changing this world for the better, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Make Muslims around the world give us the tawfiq to do the best we can, Ya Allah, for our brothers and sisters and for the cause of Islam, cause of Muslims, and cause of justice and humanity. Ameen. Alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد